This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. We have a really tough housing market. Rent, own, doesn't matter. It is expensive. For those who had trouble making rent during the pandemic, there's been an extra lifeline, a really good one. More money than typical rental assistance programs, more flexible, more people qualified for it. It's called ERAP, or the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, and it's going away. The Baker administration has announced the state will stop taking new applicants on or around April 15th. After that, they'll use what's left of the $800 million in program money to pay qualified claims, but no one new will get help. Now, there is another program. It's a state program. It's called RAFT, but it is much, much less money. It's much harder to qualify for it. RAFT helps maybe 6,000 families a year. The federal money, 72,000 people. Laura Villafane got the federal help.
During the pandemic, I was facing an eviction due for non-payment of rent. At that time, I was impacted by COVID and I didn't even know. And I was feeling like just really ill.
She lost her job. She was caring for her kids and couldn't make a remote position work. Meanwhile, rent utilities still do. She turned to the state program RAFT to help her get by, but actually got help from the program that's now going away. So Laura's now a housing specialist with Maverick Landing Community Services. She helps families who need rental relief. We spoke with her earlier today, and I started by asking her what having those funds meant for her and her kids.
It was a big blessing. You know, it's a big fear that lives with you day and night of the worry, you know, are these funds going to come in? Are we going to be evicted? Where would we go? How do we go with the next step? It's a very scary moment.
So how does this affect how you support people now in your job working as a case manager for families who need rental relief?
I think it's like a really good opportunity that I have been given to work with families that are seeking the rental assistance, because I can emphasize with them in some extent on, you know, what it is that they're going through and let them know like they have someone that they can turn to when the resources are here to help families. I myself have gone through it. I sometimes can share a story of what I went through with, you know, some families, just depending on, you know, when they come in here, what their emotions is like. So it's a great opportunity that I have, and I couldn't be any more grateful for it.
Is there a family you're working with now that, based on your own experience, has just really captured your heart? And if so, can you tell us a little bit about them? Obviously, I want to respect their confidentiality, but just tell us a little bit about them.
I honestly don't have just like one family. Like, all the families that I work with have really captured my attention and my heart goes out to them. I do have one particular family who, not so long ago, I wanted to say like in January, did face some hard times where her electricity was cut off and her gas was soon to be cut off, and her ERAP application was actually in process, and she has younger kids in the home. Her husband was impacted by COVID, lost hours of work, and she's not employed because she has like a few months old baby. And we were able to get together as a team to push for her application to get processed for approval. ERAP, Metro Housing Boston, our point of contact there, was able to contact the utility and get her services back up and running. So that story really touched me, because we didn't think that, you know, during this time of crisis, families would actually go through that type of hardship, and to the point that with infant in a home, that their services would be discontinued.
You thought they'd be safe from that, and they weren't.
Exactly.
And yeah. You referred to ERAP a couple of times there. ERAP is the federal money that's now getting used up. The state's not going to take any more applications for people after April 15th. It's more money. It's more flexible money for families who have rental assistance needs. Are you worried about that? And what do we lose, or what families go to risk when that money isn't there anymore?
I'm definitely worried. It's a big concern, not just for myself. I think it's for everyone statewide that is going to be impacted by this movement, especially that it's a program that's been able to assist families with more than just the 7K that RAF has to offer. We have families who are in arrears for more than 3 months of rent, where we've, you know, they've been funded for more than 10K to assist them in their arrears. It's a big scare for everyone. We're going to see big amount of increase of no-fault evictions because people will no longer be eligible for the program. Their time may have been maxed out and the funds are just not going to be there. We need more than $100 million, you know, for the rental relief program to help thousands of households during this time. It's like, this program has really been like a lifeline for families to fight to stay in their home.
And Laura, last question for you. Is there something that you want people to understand about the program, about the funds and about the families who need it that maybe people don't understand right now?
I just, you know, like to voice that, you know, if you're a Massachusetts tenant and you're in rental debt, we ask that you please apply for the rental assistance before the deadline, April 15th. We ask for all landlords to support their tenant through this process so that, you know, they can get the assistance that's needed, because it's not only beneficial for the tenant, but it's also beneficial for the landlord who at that moment may have a mortgage debt. And there's also programs out there to help the landlords with the mortgage debt as well. I just ask for everybody to just get the assistance as they can before this deadline and just know that it's a great program and it does help. And it's just sad that it's going to be discontinued.
Laura Villafane is a housing specialist with Maverick Landing Community Services. Laura, really appreciate you joining us. Thanks.
Thank you for your time.
So let's turn now to the bigger picture on ERAP, on rent assistance in general in Massachusetts. Kelly Turley joins us on the line. Kelly is Associate Director at the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless. Kelly, welcome. So, Kelly, I want to, this can be confusing. You got federal money, you got state money. Some's more flexible, some is less. The federal money, the part that's about to essentially get spent down and go away. More people qualified, you could get more money, you could be making more money when you qualified. Is all of that right?
Yes.
And so who could you help with this federal money that before you couldn't? Can you give me an example?
Sure. So under the federal funds that are currently still available, households up to 80% of the area median income could qualify for funds. So for example, in the Boston area, a family of three could make up to $87,000 a year. And then once we shift over to the state-funded program, RAFT, Residential Assistance for Families in Transition, only households at or below 50% of area median income will be able to qualify. And for that same family of three in Boston, the maximum income would be about $54,000 a year. So slightly higher income families are able to be served under the Emergency Rental Assistance Program now. And as you said, the benefits are much more generous. They're based on a number of months of assistance versus a cap. And as you also mentioned, the current cap for the RAFT benefits is $7,000, which is not enough for many households to cure their arrearage and to be able to maintain their tenancy.
And this RAFT program, so the RAFT is what's left, and it's what was here before COVID as well. You just said, you know, there's a cap of $7,000 on it, but it's funded a lot less too. It's tune of around $20 million a year, which means even if you are that family of three in Boston who makes around $50,000 a year and you qualify, you're not necessarily going to get it, right?
Right. So we've seen during the pandemic that the state has made deeper investments in rental assistance. And so for last fiscal year, there was over $54 million for the RAFT program. But once the federal government came in and funded the ERAP program, the state lessened the funds for RAFT, because the federal program was more generous and the federal funds were available. But the legislature and the governor have made recommendations to supplement the RAFT program for the remaining months of this fiscal year. So between now and the end of June, we do anticipate additional funds to be made available for RAFT. Both the House and Senate have recommended $100 million more for RAFT for these next few months. And we're working alongside other advocacy groups to secure hundreds of millions of dollars for the next fiscal year, knowing that this crisis is going to remain with us for the months and years ahead.
And that's really what's at the heart of the moment. So you said a couple of things I want to pull out there, Kelly. So there is a push to take the state money and fund it up more to help close some of the gap that's going to happen when the federal money shuts down, basically. What I think I hear you saying is that federal money was helping organizations like yours meet a level of need that existed before, but the money wasn't there before. Is that fair?
That's fair, yes. And you know, we've been working for a number of years to strengthen and improve the RAFT program. The RAFT program was initially just targeted to families with children, so unaccompanied adults, youth, elders, people with disabilities who didn't have children under 21 in their household couldn't qualify for funds. But now RAFT is open to all household types. We were successful a few years ago to get RAFT expanded so that households could access funds before they were actually in court for an eviction, so more upstream funds. So these changes are being maintained for the program, but we were disappointed that the cap on assistance was lowered. It had been up to $10,000 per household up until the end of 2021. And on January 1st, the maximum benefit level decreased to $7,000. So we're also working as the legislature considers the supplemental budget in front of them to raise those benefits back to that $10,000 level. And we're really pleased that last week the state Senate included language in their version of the budget that would restore that $10,000 cap. We know that that's not going to be enough for all families, but that certainly would be a step in the right direction.
All right. So we are in a tough, tough housing market here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We know this, whether you're trying to buy, whether you're trying to rent. There are a lot of people who are paying too much of their income or more than they can afford in rent, et cetera. I want to understand, as this money sunsets, right? We've talked about this since the beginning of the pandemic. If new money comes in, but it's short-term money, and people begin to rely on it, then what happens when it goes away? We're going to talk with doctors a little later. You know, money's going away to pay for vaccines for people who are uninsured, for example. This is going to happen lots of different places. Did we plan the way we should have for the fact that the money was going to go away, Kelly? Were we keeping our eye on that ball?
I think what a piece that's important to keep in mind is that even though the federal funds directly for the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, ERAP, are running out right now for Massachusetts, that the state is sitting on $2.3 billion in remaining funds from the American Rescue Plan Act. The state could take a significant portion of those funds and allocate them for emergency rental assistance. And advocates, providers, families, and individuals who are facing housing instability have been advocating with the legislature and with the Baker administration to make sure that these needs aren't forgotten, that while the state is sitting on these funds, which don't have to be spent for the next couple of years, but that the funds are needed now. So we're really making that push, that additional federal funds that are for COVID relief are used for rental assistance so that we can help families and individuals bridge this gap while people are still getting back to work.
So more than $2 billion is a big chunk of change to be sitting on. At the same time, you know, sort of per the question I just asked you, planning for the longer term, if the legislature, if the governor moves some of that $2 billion to do this now, are you worried about something we won't be able to do later that we're going to need to do? I mean, our housing market is not going to get that much better that fast.
Right. So there's definitely a lot of work that needs to be done. And there's simultaneous campaigns to make sure that we're making investments in long-term affordable housing, that we're making investments in upstream homelessness prevention, as well as supports for families and individuals so they have jobs that pay a living wage and to try to equalize the rental market to make sure that we're providing housing in an equitable way. But these particular funds that have been allocated for COVID relief, we think should be used over the course of the next several years that they're made available by the federal government to address the housing needs, and certainly using that additional time to make sure we're doing all we can so that everybody in Massachusetts has a safe and affordable place to call home.
All right. And in a sentence, Kelly, do you feel like you're going to be successful? Do you think you're going to see more money allocated?
I do think we'll be successful. We're concerned with that April 15th deadline when the program is supposed to stop taking applications. So it's not clear we'll be able to get across the finish line, get additional funds allocated before then. But we're hopeful with the $100 million that the House and Senate have recommended that we will hopefully keep tenants afloat.
All right. Kelly Turley is Associate Director at the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless. Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tiziana.
Stay with us. Coming up, if you're over 50, you're now eligible for a second COVID booster, but the CDC isn't officially really recommending it yet. So we have questions. We're guessing you do, too. Let's ask the doctors. 1-800-423-8255 for your coronavirus questions. That's after the break. I'm Tiziana Deering, and you are listening to Radio Boston.